from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Divided we stand, divided we fall.
It is the Olympics.
I don't care what anybody says. Call me a nerd. Call me a weirdo.
All right.
Damn it, I'm on the couch, edge of the seat, Miller Lite in hand. Proudest, biggest American guy tonight because I love the Olympics.
Did you watch any of the Olympic soccer yesterday that took place in the middle of the afternoon on USA Network featuring the USA women?
I did actually watch it.
Oh, you did?
For about 5 minutes.
Okay, about
because
5 minutes
there was
of
absolutely
it.
Nothing on TV last night.
I mean, it was another one of those nights where I thought, again, yeah. Major League Baseball has failed us as a nation by having no baseball on last night except the Mets and Braves. And I don't know about you, that just doesn't scream excitement to me.
No.
The
way that it ended.
Well, the way that it ended was pretty wild.
What a
yes.
Nerd.
Yeah. It was wild the way that it ended last night.
It was like a Wile E. Coyote bit. He was like running 100 miles an hour to a pop up to right field, and it's like, and the Braves win.
And the Braves
or the
win.
Mets win or
whoever won the game last night, right?
Remember.
No, the Mets won because now they're at that. Now they're
four
like,
in a row.
Yeah, they're like the number one wild card team, or like a half game back of the number one wild card, and they were left for dead, you know, a couple of months ago. And so now
and
the Mets are back, and they beat the Yankees. So they got a good thing going right now with the Mets, which sucks for us, I will say, because if the Mets are involved in some of this trade market stuff, maybe they can offer a little bit more and spend a little bit more money, or maybe just funnel cash because that Steve Cohen's got a lot of bank out there, a lot of scratch and Skrilla, as the kids are calling it these days, right?
New York. We'll get into that a little bit later because the trademark market is starting to take off.
It is heating up, right? We had some trades last night in Major League Baseball, and we got Friday, and that means the Cubs come to town, and so that's going to be a big time deal for everybody here in Kansas City. There are going to be great crowds out at the ballpark, but before all that happens, I mean, the Olympic ceremonies get going at 11 a.m. and the beauty of streaming these days now, Dusty, is the networks don't have to, you know, stop down their program. You can watch the Olympic ceremony live today at 11 a.m. on your Peacock app and see the river of poo as they all go down the river and celebrate and have a good time. Apparently, like for 100 years, they've been flushing the sewage into the River Seine, and now they're using it as an event space for the Olympics. And so, apparently, it's clean.
Sure, it is.
He says with a question mark at the end. I don't know, but the mayor of Paris swam in the river last week to prove to everybody that it was okay. We haven't heard from the mayor since, but
can you jump in with a mask on,
like a whole bodysuit and all this kind of stuff. Like they're using it for like a part of, I think that like Is there a sport where you swim and shoot a gun at the same time or something like that? Rowing, maybe they're rowing down there or something like
that's
that.
That's one of my favorites.
People were acting like, oh my God, they're going to swim in this. I mean, they're not swimming in it. They may be rowing in it.
Wouldn't you know by smell if it was clean or not?
Well, I think you would. Yeah, you probably would. Or you get an algae meter or something like that. That's a lot of poop in that water. Ain't getting in. It's like swimming in your toilet.
That just screams like a meme of like somebody being like, yeah, it's cleaned. And then you have like the guy like raises his eyebrows like, sure it is.
Yeah. Did you see there was a sabotage of the Paris trains today too, stopping down all the trains from getting into Paris this morning? Like it's a wonderful, wonderful situation that we have going down there. My friend is actually volunteering at the Paris Olympics, and I was talking with her yesterday about everything that's going on. And she goes, yeah, like the turnout is not as big as everybody thought it was going to be. And so if you want to go to the Olympics, hotels are like, you know, a dime a dozen right now. So if you're interested in going to Paris, now's your opportunity.
I feel like I'd rent my house
there.
Out.
Yeah.
I got a couch and an air mattress, $250 a night.
I think that's what a lot of people did. Like she said, a lot of the people from Paris left and they're like just renting out their places for people to kind of hang out. And that's what I would do. I mean, don't you think like half of Kansas City's doing that for the World Cup?
I am.
You know, right? I mean, you want to come, you know, live with me and we'll split the profits off of your house. I've already talked with Kurt Nelson of the Royals about doing something like that. Mm-hmm. Like everybody's going to be Airbnb in their place during the World Cup because that's a lot of freaking money that can be made.
I'm just going to say I got an air mattress and a couch.
You want it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Brazilian women only.
It's funny. So anyway, here we sit at the Olympics, as you mentioned, get started today. I think they're going to be a lot of fun. I love the fact that Peyton Manning and Snoop Dogg are involved in this thing, too. I know Kelly Clarkson's involved. She doesn't move the needle as much for me as Peyton Manning and Snoop Dogg do, but still cool to have kind of the pop stars involved. I like what NBC is doing with this, and I sent you all a picture of Snoop yesterday with the fencing team. If that picture is reminiscent of anything that we're about to see from Snoop Dogg over the next fortnight, man, I am in big time. This guy's got like a sword and he's ready to fight with the fencers and things of
and
that
by
nature.
By the way, the sword does not have a flame at the tip.
No,
it is
does
an
not.
Actual sword.
It is an actual sword, yes. So
like,
anyway.
Wouldn't that be funny if like Snoop lit the like Olympic torch with like his own joint?
Yeah.
Like that's how the Americans start the Olympics.
Would anybody care, right?
It's legal, dog.
Yeah.
And then, all right, the Olympics are underway because I saw a video from like the 92 Olympics where this like savage like lights an arrow and shoots.
Oh, yeah, remember that guy?
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, how do you beat that? And then I went back. This is how much of a nerd I was. Then I went back and realized how much it was weird when the Olympics were in China and those opening ceremonies. I was like, are these people real? Like, they had like all the drums. It was dark. And then like these lights started happening. And I'm like, how can they top all that? And I'm thinking, okay, like, could LeBron like throw a ball of flames into
cool.
a thing
like
tour
the old NBA jam, right? Like that's how you
he's
light
on
it.
Fire. Is it the shoes? Boom shakalaka.
Oh man, that would be wild if they did that.
And
or Coco Gauff hit a tennis ball up there on fire.
On fire.
Or Simone Biles. Did you see that thing that she did the other day? Like flipped like 17 times in the air and nailed the landing. What if she flipped up there, lit the torch, and then had a perfect landing? Could we do that as well?
Now we're getting into danger zones.
Ah, all right.
And we need her to be on her A game in the Olympics.
Right.
Because you act like you don't care about the Olympics and like every sport that there is. But once you see the red, white, and blue, you're like,
let's go, baby.
All right. I don't know anything about the power beam, but I know she has to land it.
Right. You
know
and then I mean? If she doesn't land it, we're like, I mean, you look at it, she should have gotten a better score. I mean, she just slipped a little bit there. Like we all become experts. And that's what I love about the four majors in golf, the Daytona 500, you know, the Winter Olympics and the Summer Olympics. We all become kind of
we wrap ourselves in
experts
the flag.
In all this, right? Like, it doesn't matter what the sport is, we know all about it.
Oh, dude, when Ledecky gets going, I'll be standing up on my knees, like doing the whole swimmer coach, like, up, breathe, let's go.
Let's go, go, go. Nailed the turn, nailed it. She nailed the turn. Did you guys see how she nailed that flip turn? Oh, my God, that was
she's
a great
ahead
one.
Of the world record bar.
Can they see those lines when they're swimming?
I don't think so. It's like the first down marker, but it moves.
What do you mean? Like, you can't see that on the field?
Not there.
That's what's, you know, you go to a game and you're like, damn, where's the first down marker, right? Yeah. Like, because my kids were like that the first game. Where's the yellow line? I'm like, oh, God.
They should have the lasers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They should.
I'm 21 years old, and what does next Fortnite mean? That's 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, Fortnite is 2 weeks, right?
I thought it was 3 to 4.
I think it's 2. Look
I thought it
up.
Was the video game.
Well, it could be that as well, but gotcha. I think Fortnite, I think I've always been under the impression of Fortnite's 2 weeks, but
913-586-7610. We'll ask this question throughout the show. How would you like to see the Americans light the torch?
Yeah.
Somebody says, we need Tom Cruise to fly in on a Tomcat and light it with the burners.
That would be epic, right?
And then have Kenny Loggins just down there like...
If Highway to the danger zone. Why is it American?
Is Kenny Loggins still alive?
You know, Dave Loggins died the other day. Dave Loggins died the other day. Why do you think the Americans are lighting the torch? This is the Paris Olympics, my friend.
I know, but how the Americans could light the torch.
Oh, okay. I got you. Like Peyton Manning could throw a pass up there.
Shoulder's not there anymore.
All right.
He could strike a match on his forehead.
What he does, he needs to bring Tom Brady out and have Tom throw the pass up there.
Be a deflated flame.
Or be a deflated flame. That is true. Or Patrick could come out there, maybe passing the torch, if you will. They could use that as a symbolic passing of the torch.
Yeah.
Where Brady and Manning are on stage and they literally pass the Olympic torch to Mahomes and then he lights it. Then we all know the torch has officially been passed, even though it hasn't been. But we'll get into it as the morning rolls along. After this year, I think the torch is definitely going to be passed with what the hell's going to happen with the Chiefs this year.
Right.
Woo, the stuff I was hearing yesterday gonna be glorious, maybe.
Before we get back into Olympic Games or something that you're excited to watch, anniversary today that you discovered before the show, which was a big anniversary.
Big anniversary. The Johnny Cueto trade, right? The Royals acquired Cueto 9 years ago today, and they traded three pitching prospects, Brandon Finnegan, John Lamb, and Cody Reed, all gone on to have wonderful Major League Baseball careers, by the way. And I'm sure there were some nerds sitting in their parents' basement popping zits saying, well, we can't trade these guys. I mean, how can we trade them for Johnny Cueto in a rental? Because you win a World Series. That's why you trade these guys. And as we talked about, Dusty, all week, you know, 6.1% of the 499 players traded at the deadline from the minor leagues went on to be all-stars or close to all-stars in Major League Baseball. So this is the time of the year where you just start dumping your prospects because prospects don't equal championships at all, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got to find a way to move on from these guys and just, you know, sell off all of your prospects to get proven major leaguers. And what the Mariners did that with Randy Arozarena last night. They traded two like middling outfielders in the minor leagues for Randy Arozarena, who's not hitting well this year, but don't you think that's going to add a lot of spark to the lineup, right?
It's a new face in a different place.
Yeah.
That's like one of those things that, you know, you can, you know, kind of see develop, or maybe when you see like Carlos Beltran, when you remember that year when you got to be a demoralized Royals fan when he left, went to Houston, hit like eight home runs in the postseason. You're like, oh my God.
No. Yeah. He never would have done that here.
But to go back to the Cueto thing, do you remember how many people were like, John Lamb's the next, you know, he's the next guy. I know John Lamb's.
Oh,
and then never heard of him again.
Never heard of him again. Yeah.
I remember the Cueto thing. I remember when that happened. I had a Facebook reminder where it was like, the splash of Cueto's like hair. You remember that epic photo? His hair was everywhere.
And that was the last good moment he had until the postseason.
Yeah. And then everybody's like, we required this guy?
Yeah.
And then he got to the postseason like, makes sense.
Pretty good, you know. But he was really good in the postseason for the Royals that year. We don't win the World Series without Johnny Cueto. So that's where, you know, you kind of go with all this. You start to think to yourself, okay, minor league prospect or opportunity to go for it and have a chance to be immortality. And that's what you need to do. That's what you have to do. You can't worry about prospects, man, because prospects do not equal championships. They never have. They never will. Prospects are suspects until they get up to the big league level. And as we've proven this week, 95% of these guys don't amount to squat at the big league level. So if you have the opportunity to make a trade, don't sit back. Don't hesitate. Don't hold your breath and say, I don't know if we can trade that guy or we can't trade that guy. Trade that guy. Go out there and make a run for it. Be bold, man. Let's go, Royals.
Speaking of the Royals, they'll be on the air tonight at 6 o'clock with Josh Verner's pregame show, our 610 Royals Insider. Plus, it's the Cubs this week and should see some significant numbers, I would think.
I would think.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll get into that series a little bit later, but we shift back towards the Olympics because they are the opening ceremonies tonight. And then it's, what, Saturday through the next 3.5 weeks. It's just every day it'll be a different game night whatever's on for the Olympics. And I guess we all have the same sort of feel. You'll probably go to people's houses, have a few cocktails if you do that sort of thing, or you just kind of hang out on Sunday and you'll have that one guy, you'll have Terry sitting on the couch being like, come on over, Bob, we're getting ready to do blank sport. What do you think that when it comes to the Olympics, like that you really kind of zone in on as a sport that you're kind of like, hey, today at 5:30, it's blank sport that I got
to
watch.
But I think to me, it's going to be swimming. It's going to be track and field. Those are the two that I like because I think those are the two most impressive athletes. And when I say track and field, I mean the track part, the running, the sprinting, the 100.
I just fall in love with the
100 meter, man.
Hurdling's fun. You know,
hurdling is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I love to watch the mile too, because that used to be like, oh my God, I got to run a mile. Now people just use that as a sprint to warm up. What are you doing?
I just gotta go around the track four times. I'll be done in like 5.5 minutes.
And I don't know if this is an Olympic event yet, but it should be the beer a lap thing for a mile. Have you ever seen people do that where you sprint a lap, chug a beer, sprint a lap, chug a beer, sprint a lap, chug a beer, sprint a lap, chug a beer? Doesn't end well for a lot of people, but that could be an Olympic sport as well. But I like the sprinting. I like swimming, and I'm sure there's going to be something that I fall in love with because we do all the time in the Olympics that we're not expecting to fall in love with, because what NBC does is an amazing job of telling the story of the athlete, and then all of a sudden so-and-so's sister that had cancer and lost her leg in the war, we're like, oh my God, I gotta root for that guy.
Yeah, this is like the Tirico moment.
Yeah.
This is where Mikey comes out and everyone's like, he's so good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he kind of, speaking of passing the torch, Costas gave it to him a couple Olympics ago.
Well, once he got the pink eye, Costas was like, I'm done with the Olympics.
Yeah. I think we might have lost Bob too. I love golf and basketball. Obviously, call me a cliche American, but golf is awesome because the Americans reign supreme right now. Mm-hmm. They won all four majors, and they won gold last time they won the Olympics. Xander Schauffele.
Yeah. Colin Montgomery cannot be happy about that, can he?
Nah, he doesn't know what he's talking about anyway.
Guy's a jackass.
But we talk about all the sports that are in it. There's still some sports that might be missing from it.
Mm-hmm.
And your biggest one is the America's pastime.
Baseball.
Yeah.
I can't wait until, 28, 4 years from now, I think they're going to bring baseball back into the Olympics in Los Angeles, and that's going to be awesome. And gives you the opportunity to kind of pause the Major League Baseball season for a couple of weeks and maybe rethink about having a first half and a second half to the season and really get this. This is how, like, they always talk about baseball players, Dusty. Baseball doesn't do a good enough job of marketing its players. You know what's going to market the hell out of Major League Baseball players? Being on the Olympic stage, and every mom and every aunt and everybody who doesn't normally watch baseball getting exposed to Bobby Witt and Gunnar Henderson and Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and all the greats in baseball. That's going to be the best marketing campaign that Major League Baseball could possibly have, is getting their athletes into the Olympic Games. And if they don't do it and they fail on that, then that's a stupid look for Major League Baseball, because you're not going to find a better marketing opportunity than having your guys in the Olympics.
I have two. Motor racing. So, like, you could do like F1 in the Olympics, or you could do like sport car racing somehow, like make a hybrid with NASCAR or something like that. And the other one that I thought was funny, because I did Google search, like, what sports could be added to the Summer Olympics, and it was pool/snooker.
Ooh.
That to me would be awesome.
Pool, man. Yeah. People with a dart and a beer shooting the, but they would be too serious. They'd wear that wrist guard and take it like, I've been practicing and training. You're not training to play pool, man. That's a game you play at a bar when you had a couple of cocktails.
Yeah.
Is darts in the Olympics yet?
Should be.
Yeah, it should be.
England would probably be, they'd probably like reign supreme, though.
Breakdancing's in this year.
Breakdancing is in this year. Cool. I took breakdancing lessons when I was a kid. It didn't go well.
Yeah.
My brother was a really good breakdancer back in the day.
Breakdancing's in the Olympics. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I love it. Why not square dancing or line dancing?
Oh, we would. Because we'd win gold.
We'd win, yeah. We'd crush that. Yeah.
Come on.
Square dancing.
You square dance?
We had to do social dance in high school.
Oh, yeah.
We had to learn how to do the waltz, square dancing, and there was one more. I think the tango.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. That's actually like, when are we going to use it? You know, as kids say, that's actually a good class
to take.
That's
a great class.
Yeah. You can learn how to dance.
I've used dancing more than I've used algebra. Got to learn your math. Fesco of the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. It is the opening ceremony tonight. We all get to wrap ourselves in the flag of the red, white, and blue. But when we come back, there's also a ceremony we have today at training camp. Something gets added that we've all been waiting for. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio, and this is Fesco in the Morning.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How did we stand? Divided we fall.
It is the Olympics.
I don't care what anybody says. Call me a nerd. Call me a weirdo.
All right.
Damn
nerd.
It, I'm on the couch, edge of the seat, Miller Lite in hand. Proudest, biggest American guy tonight because I love the Olympics.
Did you watch any of the Olympic soccer yesterday that took place in the middle of the afternoon on USA Network featuring the USA women?
I did actually watch it.
Oh, you did?
For about 5 minutes.
Okay, about
because
5 minutes
there was
of it.
Absolutely nothing on TV last night.
I mean, it was another one of those nights where I thought, again, Major League Baseball has failed us as a nation by having no baseball on last night except the Mets and Braves. And I don't know about you, that just doesn't scream excitement to me.
No.
And I
except
watched,
the way that it ended.
Well, the way that it ended was pretty wild.
What a
nerd. Yeah, it was wild the way that it ended last night.
It was like a Wile E. Coyote bit. He was like running 100 miles an hour to a pop-up to right field, and it's like, and the Braves win,
and the Braves
or the
win,
or
and whoever won the game last night, right?
Remember.
The Mets won because now they're
four
like,
in a row.
Yeah, they're like the number one wild card team, or like a half game back of the number one wild card, and they were left for dead, you know, a couple of months ago, and so now
and
the Mets are back, and they beat the Yankees, so they got a good thing going right now with the Mets, which sucks for us, I will say, because if the Mets are involved in some of this trade market stuff, maybe they can offer a little bit more and spend a little bit more money, or maybe just funnel cash because that Steve Cohen's got a lot of bank out there, a lot of scratch and Skrilla, as the kids are calling it these days, right?
New York. We'll get into that a little bit later because the trademark market is starting to take off.
It is. It is heating up, right? We had some trades last night in Major League Baseball, and we got Friday, and that means the Cubs come to town, and so that's going to be a big-time deal for everybody here in Kansas City. There's going to be great crowds out at the ballpark, but before all that happens, I mean, the Olympic ceremonies get going at 11 a.m., and the beauty of streaming these days now, Dusty, is the networks don't have to stop down their program. You can watch the Olympic ceremony live today at 11 a.m. on your Peacock app and see the river of poo as they all go down the river and celebrate and have
can
a good time. Apparently, like for 100 years, they've been flushing the sewage into the River Seine, and now they're using it as an event space for the Olympics. And so, apparently, it's clean.
Sure, it is.
He says with a question mark at the end. I don't know, but the mayor of Paris swam in the river last week to prove to everybody that it was okay. We haven't heard from the mayor since, but
can you jump in with a mask on,
like a whole body suit and all this kind of stuff. Like they're using it for like part of, I think that like, Is there a sport where you swim and shoot a gun at the same time or something like that? Rowing, maybe they're rowing down there or something like
that's
that.
That's one of my favorites.
People were acting like, oh my God, they're going to swim in this. I mean, they're not swimming in it. They may be rowing in it.
Wouldn't you know by smell if it was clean or not?
Well, like, I think you would. Yeah, you probably would. Or you get an algae meter or something like that. That's a lot of poop in that water. Ain't getting in. It's like swimming in your toilet.
That just screams like a meme of like somebody being like, yeah, it's cleaned. And then you have like the guy like raises his eyebrows like, sure it is.
Yeah. Did you see there was a sabotage of the Paris trains today too, stopping down all the trains from getting into Paris this morning? Like it's a wonderful, wonderful situation that we have going down there. My friend is actually volunteering at the Paris Olympics, and I was talking with her yesterday about everything that's going on. And she goes, yeah, like the turnout is not as big as everybody thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to go to the Olympics, hotels are like, you know, a dime a dozen right now. So if you're interested in going to Paris, now's your opportunity.
I feel like I'd rent my house
get there.
Out.
Yeah.
I got a couch and an air mattress, $250 a night.
I think that's what a lot of people did. Like she said, a lot of the people from Paris left and they're like just renting out their places for people to kind of hang out. And that's what I would do. I mean, don't you think like half of Kansas City's doing that for the World Cup?
I am.
You know, right? I mean, you want to come, you know, live with me and we'll split the profits off of your house. I've already talked with Kurt Nelson of the Royals about doing something like that. Mm-hmm. Like everybody's going to be Airbnb in their place during the World Cup because that's a lot of freaking money that can be made.
I'm just going to say I got an air mattress and a couch.
You want it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Brazilian and women only.
It's funny. So anyway, here we sit. The Olympics, as you mentioned, get started today. I think they're going to be a lot of fun. I love the fact that Peyton Manning and Snoop Dogg are involved in this thing, too. I know Kelly Clarkson's involved. She doesn't move the needle as much for me as Peyton Manning and Snoop Dogg do, but still cool to have kind of the pop stars involved. I like what NBC is doing with this, and I sent you all a picture of Snoop yesterday with the fencing team. If that picture is reminiscent of anything that we're about to see from Snoop Dogg over the next fortnight, man, I am in big time. This guy's got like a sword and he's ready to fight with the fencers and things of
and
that
by
nature.
By the way, the sword does not have a flame at the tip.
No,
it is an actual sword.
It is an actual sword, yes.
So anyway. Like, wouldn't that be funny if like Snoop lit the like Olympic torch with like his own joint?
Yeah.
Like that's how the Americans start the Olympics.
Would anybody care, yeah. Right?
It's legal, dog.
Yeah.
And then, all right, the Olympics are underway because I saw a video from like the 92 Olympics where this like savage like lights an arrow and shoots.
Oh, yeah, remember that guy?
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, how do you beat that? And then I went back. This is how much of a nerd I was. Then I went back and realized how much it was weird when the Olympics were in China and those opening ceremonies. I was like, are these people real? Like, they had like all the drums. It was dark. And then like these lights started happening. And I'm like, how can they top all that? And I'm thinking, okay, like, could LeBron like throw a ball of flames into
cool.
a thing
like
a
like torch? The old NBA jam, right? Oh. Like that's how you
he's
light
on
it.
Fire. Is it the shoes? Boom shakalaka.
Oh man, that would be wild if they did that.
And
or Coco Gauff hit a tennis ball up there on fire.
On fire.
Or Simone Biles. Did you see that thing that she did the other day? Like flipped like 17 times in the air and nailed the landing. What if she flipped up there, lit the torch, and then had a perfect landing? Could we do that as well?
Now we're getting into danger zones.
Ah, all right.
And we need her to be on her A game in the Olympics.
Right.
Because you act like you don't care about the Olympics and like every sport that there is. But once you see the red, white, and blue, you're like,
let's go, baby.
All right. I don't know anything about the power beam, but I know she has to land it.
Right. You
know
and then I mean? If she doesn't land it, we're like, I mean, you look at it, she should have gotten a better score. I mean, she just slipped a little bit there. Like we all become experts. And that's what I love about the four majors in golf, the Daytona 500, you know, the Winter Olympics and the Summer Olympics. We all become kind of
we wrap ourselves in
experts
the flag.
In all this, right? Like,
for sure.
It doesn't matter what the sport is, we know all about it.
Oh, dude, when Ledecky gets going, I'll be standing up on my knees, like doing the whole swimmer coach, like, up, breathe, let's go.
Let's go, go, go. Nailed the turn, nailed it. She nailed the turn. Did you guys see how she nailed that flip turn? Oh, look, my God, that was
she's
a great
ahead
one.
Of the world record bar.
Can they see those lines when they're swimming?
I don't think so. It's like the first down marker, but it moves.
What do you mean? Like you can't see that on the field?
Oh. Not there.
That's what's, you know, you go to a game and you're like, damn, where's the first down marker? Right?
Yeah.
Like, because my kids were like that the first game. Where's the yellow line? I'm like, oh, God.
They should have the lasers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They should.
I'm 21 years old, and what does next fortnight mean? That's 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah. Fortnight is 2 weeks, right?
I thought it was 3 to 4.
I think it's 2. Look
I thought it
up.
Was the video game.
Well, it could be that as well. But I think Fortnite, I think I've always been under the impression of Fortnite's 2 weeks. But
913-586-7610. We'll ask this question throughout the show. How would you like to see the Americans light the torch?
Yeah.
Somebody says, we need Tom Cruise to fly in on a Tomcat and light it with the burners.
That would be epic, right?
And then have Kenny Loggins just down there like...
If Highway to the danger zone. Why is
Kenny Loggins still alive?
You know, Dave Loggins died the other day.
I
saw that. Dave Loggins died the other day. Why do you think the Americans are lighting the torch? This is the Paris Olympics, my friend.
I know, but how the Americans could light the torch.
Oh, okay. I got you. Like Peyton Manning could throw a pass up there.
Shoulder's not there anymore.
All right.
He could strike a match on his forehead.
What he does, he needs to bring Tom Brady out and have Tom throw the pass up there.
Be a deflated flame.
That is true. Or Patrick could come out there, maybe passing the torch, if you will. They could use that as a symbolic passing of the torch.
Yeah.
Where Brady and Manning are on stage and they literally pass the Olympic torch to Mahomes and then he lights it. Then we all know the torch has officially been passed, even though it hasn't been. But we'll get into it as the morning rolls along. After this year, I think the torch is definitely going to be passed with what the hell's going to happen with the Chiefs this year.
Right.
Woo, the stuff I was hearing yesterday is going to be glorious, maybe.
Before we get back into Olympic Games or something that you're excited to watch, anniversary today that you discovered before the show, which was a big anniversary.
Big anniversary. The Johnny Cueto trade, right? The Royals acquired Cueto 9 years ago today, and they traded three pitching prospects. Brandon Finnegan, John Lamb, and Cody Reed all gone on to have wonderful Major League Baseball careers, by the way. And I'm sure there were some nerds sitting in their parents' basement popping zits saying, well, we can't trade these guys. I mean, how can we trade them for Johnny Cueto and a rental? Because you win a World Series. That's why you trade these guys. And as we talked about, Dusty, all week, you know, 6.1% of the 499 players traded at the deadline from the minor leagues went on to be all-stars or close to all-stars in Major League Baseball. So this is the time of the year we used to start dumping your prospects because prospects don't equal championships at all, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got to find a way to move on from these guys and just, you know, sell off all of your prospects to get proven major leaguers. And what the Mariners did that with Randy Arozarena last night. They traded two like middling outfielders in the minor leagues for Randy Arozarena, who's not hitting well this year, but don't you think that's going to add a lot of spark to the lineup, right?
It's a new face in a different place.
Yeah.
That's like one of those things that, you know, you can, you know, kind of see develop, or maybe when you see like Carlos Beltran, when you remember that year when you got to be a demoralized Royals fan when he left, went to Houston, hit like eight home runs in the postseason. You're like, oh my God.
No. Yeah. He never would have done that here.
But to go back to the Cueto thing, do you remember how many people were like, John Lamb's the next, you know, he's the next guy. I know John Lamb's.
Oh,
and then it never heard of him again.
Never heard of him again. Yeah.
I remember the Cueto thing. I remember when that happened. I had a Facebook reminder where it was like, the splash of Cueto's like hair. You remember that epic photo? His hair was everywhere.
And that was the last good moment he had until the postseason.
Yeah. And then everybody's like, we required this guy?
Yeah.
And then he got to the postseason. You're like, makes sense.
He's pretty good, you know. But he was really good in the postseason for the Royals that year. We don't win the World Series without Johnny Cueto. So that's where, you know, you kind of go with all this. You start to think to yourself, okay, minor league prospect or opportunity to go for it and have a chance to be immortality. And that's what you need to do. That's what you have to do. You can't worry about prospects, man, because prospects do not equal championships. They never have. They never will. Prospects are suspects until they get up to the big league level. And as we've proven this week, 95% of these guys don't amount to squat at the big league level. So if you have the opportunity to make a trade, don't sit back. Don't hesitate. Don't hold your breath and say, I don't know if we can trade that guy or we can't trade that guy. Trade that guy. Go out there and make a run for it. Be bold, man. Let's go, Royals.
Speaking of the Royals, they'll be on the air tonight at 6 o'clock with Josh Verner's pregame show, our 610 Royals Insider. Plus, it's the Cubs this week and should see some significant numbers, I would think. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll get into that series a little bit later, but we shift back towards the Olympics because they are the opening ceremonies tonight. And then it's, what, Saturday through the next 3.5 weeks. It's just every day it'll be a different game night whatever's on for the Olympics. And I guess we all have the same sort of feel. You'll probably go to people's houses, have a few cocktails if you do that sort of thing, or you just kind of hang out on Sunday and you'll have that one guy, you'll have Terry sitting on the couch being like, come on over, Bob, we're getting ready to do blank sport. What do you think that when it comes to the Olympics, like that you really kind of zone in on as a sport that you're kind of like, hey, today at 5:30, it's blank sport that I got
to
watch.
But I think to me, it's going to be swimming. It's going to be track and field. Those are the two that I like, because I think those are the two most impressive athletes. And when I say track and field, I mean the track part, the running, the sprinting, the 100.
I just fall in love with the
100 meter, man.
Hurdling's fun.
Hurdling is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I love to watch the mile too, because that used to be like, oh my God, I got to run a mile. Now people just use that as a sprint to warm up. What are you doing out here?
I just got to go around the track four times. I'll be done in like 5.5 minutes.
And I don't know if this is an Olympic event yet, but it should be the beer a lap thing for a mile. Have you ever seen people do that where you sprint chug a beer, sprint a lap, chug a beer, sprint a lap, chug a beer, sprint a lap, chug a beer? Doesn't end well for a lot of people, but that could be an Olympic sport as well. But I like the sprinting. I like swimming. And I'm sure there's going to be something that I fall in love with because we do all the time in the Olympics that we're not expecting to fall in love with, because what NBC does is an amazing job of telling the story of the athlete, and then all of a sudden so-and-so's sister that had cancer and lost her leg in the war, we're like, oh my God, I gotta root for that guy.
Yeah, this is like the Tirico moment.
Yeah.
This is where Mikey comes out and everyone's like, he's so good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you kind of, speaking of passing the torch, Costas gave it to him a couple Olympics ago.
Well, once he got the pink eye, Costas was like, I'm done with the Olympics.
Yeah. I think we might have lost Bob too. I love golf and basketball. Obviously, call me a cliche American, but golf is awesome because the Americans reign supreme right now. Mm-hmm. They won all four majors, and they won gold last time they won the Olympics. Xander Schauffele.
Yeah. Colin Montgomery cannot be happy about that, can he?
Nah, he doesn't know what he's talking about anyway.
Guy's a jackass.
But we talk about all the sports that are in it. There's still some sports that might be missing from it.
Mm-hmm.
And your biggest one is the America's pastime.
Baseball.
Yeah.
I can't wait until, 28, 4 years from now, I think they're going to bring baseball back into the Olympics in Los Angeles, and that's going to be awesome. And gives you the opportunity to kind of pause the Major League Baseball season for a couple of weeks and maybe rethink about having a first half and a second half to the season and really get this. This is how, like, they always talk about baseball players, Dusty. Baseball doesn't do a good enough job of marketing its players. You know what's going to market the hell out of Major League Baseball players? Being on the Olympic stage, and every mom and every aunt and everybody who doesn't normally watch baseball getting exposed to Bobby Witt and Gunnar Henderson and Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and all the greats in baseball. That's going to be the best marketing campaign that Major League Baseball could possibly have, is getting their athletes into the Olympic Games. And if they don't do it and they fail on that, then that's a stupid look for Major League Baseball, because you're not going to find a better marketing opportunity than having your guys in the Olympics.
I have two. Motor racing. So, like, you could do like F1 in the Olympics, or you could do like sport car racing somehow, like make a hybrid with, like, I don't know, NASCAR or something like that. And the other one that I thought was funny, because I did Google search, like, what sports could be added to the Summer Olympics, and it was pool/snooker.
Ooh.
That to me would be awesome.
Pool, like, man. Yeah. People with a dart and a beer shooting the, but they would be too serious. They'd wear that wrist guard and take it like, I've been practicing and training. You're not training to play pool, man. That's a game you play at a bar when you had a couple of cocktails.
Yeah.
Is darts in the Olympics yet?
Should be.
Yeah, it should be.
England would probably be, they'd probably like reign supreme, though.
Breakdancing's in this year.
Breakdancing is in this year. Cool. I took breakdancing lessons when I was a kid. It didn't go well.
Yeah.
My brother was a really good breakdancer back in the day.
Breakdancing's in the Olympics. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I love it. Why not square dancing or line dancing?
Oh, we would. Because we'd win gold.
We'd win,
we'd
crush
that. Yeah. Come on.
Square dancing.
You square dance?
We had to do social dance in high school.
Oh, yeah.
We had to learn how to do the waltz, square dancing, and there was one more. I think the tango.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. That's actually, like, when are we going to use it? You know, as kids say, that's actually a good class
to
take.
That's a great class.
Yeah. You got to learn how to dance.
I've used dancing more than I've used algebra. Got to learn your math. Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. It is the opening ceremony tonight. We all get to wrap ourselves in the flag of the red, white, and blue. But when we come back, there's also a ceremony we have today at training camp. Something gets added that we've all been waiting for. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio, and this is Fesco in the Morning. Divided we stand, divided we fall.
It is the Olympics.
I don't care what anybody says. Call me a nerd. Call me a weirdo.
All right,
Dan and I'm on the couch, edge of the seat, Miller Lite in hand. Proudest, biggest American guy tonight because I love the Olympics.
Did you watch any of the Olympic soccer yesterday that took place in the middle of the afternoon on USA Network featuring the USA women?
I did actually watch it.
Oh, you did?
For about 5 minutes.
Okay, about five
because
minutes
there was
of it.
Absolutely nothing on TV last night.
I mean, it was another one of those nights where I thought, again, yeah. Major League Baseball has failed us as a nation by having no baseball on last night except the Mets and Braves. And I don't know about you, that just doesn't scream excitement to me.
No.
Except
the way that it ended.
Well, the way that it ended yeah. was pretty wild.
What a
yes.
nerd.
Yeah. I mean, it was wild the way that it ended last night.
It was like a Wile E. Coyote bit. He was like running 100 miles an hour to a pop up to right field, and it's like, and the Braves win.
And the Braves
or the
win.
Mets win or
whoever won the game last night, right?
No,
the Mets won because now they're yeah, they're like the number one wild card team, or like a half game back of the number one wild card, and they were left for dead, you know, a couple of months ago. And so now
and
the Mets are back, and they beat the Yankees. So they got a good thing going right now with the Mets, which sucks for us, I will say, because if the Mets are involved in some of this trade market stuff, maybe they can offer a little bit more and spend a little bit more money, or maybe just funnel cash, because that Steve Cohen's got a lot of bank out there, a lot of scratch and Skrilla, as the kids are calling it these days, right?
New York. We'll get into that a little bit later because the trademark market is starting to take off.
It is. It is heating up, right? Yeah. Hey, we had some trades last night in Major League Baseball, mm-hmm. and we got Friday, and that means the Cubs come to town, and so that's going to be a big-time deal for everybody here in Kansas City. There's going to be great crowds out at the ballpark, but before all that happens, I mean, the Olympic ceremonies get going at 11 a.m., and the beauty of streaming these days now, Dusty, is the networks don't have to stop down their program. You can watch the Olympic ceremony live today at 11 a.m. on your Peacock app and see the river of poo as they all go down the river and celebrate and have
Can
a good time. Apparently, like for 100 years, they've been flushing the sewage into the River Seine, and now they're using it as an event space for the Olympics. And so apparently it's clean.
Sure it is.
He says with a question mark at the end. I don't know, but the mayor of Paris swam in the river last week to prove to everybody that it was okay. We haven't heard from the mayor since. But
Can you jump in with a mask on?
Yeah, like a whole body suit and all this kind of stuff. Like they're using it for like a part of, I think that like, is there a sport where you swim and shoot a gun at the same time or something like that?
Rowing,
maybe they're rowing down there or something like
That's one of my favorites.
People were acting like, oh my God, they're going to swim in this. I mean, they're not swimming in it. They may be rowing in it.
Wouldn't you know by smell if it was clean or not?
Well, I think you would. Yeah, you probably would. Or you get a little algae meter or something like that. That's a lot of poop in that water ain't getting in. It's like swimming in your toilet.
That just screams like a meme of like somebody being like, yeah, it's cleaned. And then you have like the guy like raises his eyebrows like, sure it is.
Yeah. Did you see there was a sabotage on the Paris trains today too, stopping down all the trains from getting into Paris this morning? Like it's a wonderful, wonderful situation that we have going down there. My friend is actually volunteering at the Paris Olympics, and I was talking with her yesterday about everything that's going on. And she goes, yeah, like the turnout is not as big as everybody thought it was going to be. And so if you want to go to the Olympics, hotels are like, a dime a dozen right now. So if you're interested in going to Paris, now's your opportunity.
I feel like I'd rent my house
there.
Out.
Yeah.
I got a couch and an air mattress, $250 a night.
I think that's what a lot of people did. Like she said, a lot of the people from Paris left and they're like just renting out their places for people to kind of hang out. And that's what I would do. I mean, don't you think like half of Kansas City's doing that for the World Cup?
I am.
Right? I mean, you want to come, live with me and we'll split the profits off of your house. I've already talked with Kurt Nelson of the Royals about doing something like that. Mm-hmm. Like everybody's going to be Airbnb in their place during the World Cup because that's a lot of freaking money that can be made.
I'm just going to say I got an air mattress and a couch.
You want it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Brazilian women only.
It's funny. So anyway, here we sit. The Olympics, as you mentioned, get started today. I think they're going to be a lot of fun. I love the fact that Peyton Manning and Snoop Dogg are involved in this thing, too. I know Kelly Clarkson's involved. She doesn't move the needle as much for me as Peyton Manning and Snoop Dogg do, but still cool to have kind of the pop stars involved. I like what NBC is doing with this, and I sent you all a picture of Snoop yesterday with the fencing team. If that picture is reminiscent of anything that we're about to see from Snoop Dogg over the next fortnight, man, I am in big time. This guy's got like a sword and he's ready to fight with the fencers and things of
and
that nature.
And by the way, the sword does not have a flame at the tip.
No,
it is an actual sword.
It is an actual sword, yes. So
like,
anyway.
Wouldn't that be funny if like Snoop lit the Olympic torch with like his own joint?
Yeah.
Like that's how the Americans start the Olympics.
Would anybody care, right?
It's legal, dog.
Yeah.
And then, all right, the Olympics are underway because I saw a video from like the 92 Olympics where this like savage like lights an arrow and shoots.
Oh, yeah. Remember that guy?
I'm like, how do you beat that? And then I went back. This is how much of a nerd I was. Then I went back and realized how much it was weird when the Olympics were in China and those opening ceremonies. I was like, are these people real? They had like all the drums. It was dark. And then like these lights started happening. And I'm like, how can they top all that? And I'm thinking, okay, like Could LeBron like throw a ball of flames into a thing like a torch?
The old NBA jam, right? Like that's how you
He's on fire. Is it the shoes? Boom, shakalaka.
Oh man, that would be wild if they did that.
And then
Coco Gauff hit a tennis ball up there on fire. Or Simone Biles. Did you see that thing that she did the other day? Like flipped like 17 times in the air and nailed the landing. What if she flipped up there, lit the torch, and then had a perfect landing? Could we do that as well?
Now we're getting into danger zones.
All right.
And we need her to be on her A game in the Olympics.
Right.
Because you act like you don't care about the Olympics and like every sport that there is. But once you see the red, white, and blue, you're like,
let's go, baby.
All right. I don't know anything about the power beam, but I know she has to land it.
Right. You
know,
and then if she doesn't land it, we're like, I mean, you look at it, she should have gotten a better score. I mean, she just slipped a little bit there. Like we all become experts. And that's what I love about the four majors in golf, the Daytona 500, you know, the Winter Olympics and the Summer Olympics. We all become kind of
we wrap ourselves in
experts in all this, right? Like, it doesn't matter what the sport is, we know all about it.
Oh, dude, when Ledecky gets going, I'll be standing up on my knees, like doing the whole swimmer coach, like, oh, breathe, let's go.
Nailed the turn, nailed it. She nailed the turn. Did you guys see how she nailed that flip turn? Oh, look, my God, that was
she's ahead of the world record bar.
Can they see those lines when they're swimming?
I don't think so. It's like the first down marker, but it moves.
What do you mean, like, you can't see that on the field?
Not there.
That's what's, you know, you go to a game and you're like, damn, where's the first down marker, right? Yeah. Like, because my kids were like that the first game. Where's the yellow line? I'm like, oh, God.
They should have the lasers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They should.
I'm 21 years old, and what does next Fortnite mean? That's 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, Fortnite is 2 weeks, right?
I thought it was 3 to 4.
I think it's 2. Look,
I thought
it
was the video game.
Well, it could be that as well, but I think Fortnite, I think I've always been under the impression of Fortnite's 2 weeks, but
913-586-7610. We'll ask this question throughout the show. How would you like to see the Americans light the torch?
Yeah.
Somebody says, we need Tom Cruise to fly in on a Tomcat and light it with the burners.
That would be epic, right?
And then have Kenny Loggins just down there like...
Highway to the danger zone. Why is it American?
Is Kenny Loggins still alive?
You know, Dave Loggins died the other day.
I saw that.
Dave Loggins died the other day. Why do you think the Americans are lighting the torch? This is the Paris Olympics, my friend.
I know,
friend.
But how the Americans could light the torch.
Oh, okay. I got you. Like Peyton Manning could throw a pass up there.
My shoulder's not there anymore.
All right.
He could strike a match on his forehead.
Disney needs to bring Tom Brady out and have Tom throw the pass up there.
Be a deflated flame.
Or be a deflated flame. That is true. Or Patrick could come out there, maybe passing the torch, if you will. They could use that as a symbolic passing of the torch.
Yeah.
Where Brady and Manning are on stage and they literally pass the Olympic torch to Mahomes and then he lights it. Then we all know the torch has officially been passed, even though it hasn't been. But we'll get into it as the morning rolls along. After this year, I think the torch is definitely going to be passed with what the hell's going to happen with the Chiefs this year.
Right.
Woo! The stuff I was hearing yesterday gonna be glorious, maybe.
Before we get back into Olympic games or something that you're excited to watch, anniversary today that you discovered before the show, which was a big anniversary.
Big anniversary. The Johnny Cueto trade, right? The Royals acquired Cueto 9 years ago today, and they traded three pitching prospects, Brandon Finnegan, John Lamb, and Cody Reed, all gone on to have wonderful Major League Baseball careers, by the way. And I'm sure there were some nerds sitting in their parents' basement popping zits saying, well, we can't trade these guys. I mean, how can we trade them for Johnny Cueto and a rental? Because you win a World Series. That's why you trade these guys. And as we talked about, Dusty, all week, you know, 6.1% of the 499 players traded at the deadline from the minor leagues went on to be all-stars or close to all-stars in Major League Baseball. So this is the time of the year where you just start dumping your prospects because prospects don't equal championships at all, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got to find a way to move on from these guys and just, you know, sell off all of your prospects to get proven major leaguers. And what the Mariners did that with Randy Arozarena last night, they traded two like middling outfielders in the minor leagues for Randy Arozarena, who's not hitting well this year, but don't you think that's going to add a lot of spark to the lineup, right?
It's a new face in a different place.
Yeah.
That's like one of those things that, you know, you can, you know, kind of see develop, or maybe when you see like Carlos Beltran, when you remember that year when you got to be a demoralized Royals fan when he left, went to Houston, hit like eight home runs in the postseason. You're like, oh my God.
No. Yeah. He never would have done that here.
But to go back to the Cueto thing, do you remember how many people were like, John Lamb's the next, you know, he's the next guy. I know John Lamb's.
Oh,
and then it would never heard of him again.
Yeah.
I remember the Cueto thing. I remember when that happened. I had a Facebook reminder where it was like, the splash of Cueto's like hair. You remember that epic photo?
Yeah,
his hair was everywhere.
And that was the last good moment he had until the postseason.
Yeah. And then everybody's like, we required this guy?
Yeah.
And then he got to the postseason, like,
He's pretty good, you know, but yeah, he was really good in the postseason for the Royals that year. We don't win the World Series without Johnny Cueto. So that's where, you know, you kind of go with all this. You start to think to yourself, okay, minor league prospect or opportunity to go for it and have a chance to be immortality, right? And right. And that's what you need to do. That's what you have to do. You can't worry about prospects, man, because prospects do not equal championships. They never have. They never will. Prospects are suspects until they get up to the big league level. And as we've proven this week, 95% of these guys don't amount to squat at the big league level. So if you have the opportunity to make a trade, don't sit back. Don't hesitate. Don't hold your breath and say, I don't know if we can trade that guy or we can't trade that guy. Trade that guy. Go out there and make a run for it. Be bold, man. Let's go, Royals.
Speaking of the Royals, they'll be on the air tonight at 6 o'clock with Josh Redner's pregame show, our 610 Royals Insider. Plus, it's the Cubs this week and should see some significant numbers, I would think.
I would think.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll get into that series a little bit later, but we shift back towards the Olympics because they are the opening ceremonies tonight. And then it's, what, Saturday through the next 3.5 weeks. It's just every day it'll be a different game night whatever's on for the Olympics. And I guess we all have the same sort of feel. You'll probably go to people's houses, have a few cocktails if you do that sort of thing, or you just kind of hang out on Sunday and you'll have that one guy, you'll have Terry sitting on the couch being like, come on over, Bob. We're getting ready to do blank sport. What do you think that when it comes to the Olympics, like that you really kind of zone in on as a sport that you're kind of like, hey, today at 5:30, it's blank sport that I got
to
watch.
But I think to me, it's going to be swimming. It's going to be track and field. Those are the two that I like, because I think those are the two most impressive athletes. And and when I say track and field, I mean the track part, the running, the sprinting, the 100.
I just fall in love with the
100 meter, man.
Hurdling's fun.
Hurdling is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I love to watch the mile too, because that used to be like, oh my God, I got to run a mile. Now people just use that as a sprint to warm up. What are you doing?
I just gotta go around the track four times. I'll be done in like 5.5 minutes.
And I don't know if this is an Olympic event yet, but it should be the beer a lap thing for a mile. Have you ever seen people do that where you sprint chug a beer, sprint a lap, chug a beer, sprint a lap, chug a beer, sprint a lap, chug a beer? Doesn't end well for a lot of people, but that could be an Olympic sport as well. But I like the sprinting. I like swimming, and I'm sure there's going to be something that I fall in love with because we do all the time in the Olympics that we're not expecting to fall in love with, because what NBC does is an amazing job of telling the story of the athlete, and then all of a sudden so-and-so's sister that had cancer and lost her leg in the war, we're like, oh my God, I gotta root for that guy.
Yeah, this is like the Tirico moment.
Yeah.
This is where Mikey comes out and everyone's like, he's so good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you kind of, speaking of passing the torch, Costas gave it to him a couple Olympics ago.
Well, once he got the pink eye, Costas was like, I'm done with the Olympics.
Yeah. I think we might have lost Bob too. I love golf and basketball. Obviously, call me a cliche American, but golf is awesome because the Americans reign supreme right now. Mm-hmm. They won all four majors, and they won gold last time they won the Olympics. Xander Schauffele.
Yeah. Colin Montgomery cannot be happy about that, can he?
Nah, he doesn't know what he's talking about anyway.
Guy's a jackass.
But we talk about all the sports that are in it. There's still some sports that might be missing from it.
Mm-hmm.
And your biggest one is the America's pastime.
Baseball.
Yeah.
I can't wait until, 28, 4 years from now, I think they're going to bring baseball back into the Olympics in Los Angeles, and that's going to be awesome. And gives you the opportunity to kind of pause the Major League Baseball season for a couple of weeks and maybe rethink about having a first half and a second half to the season and really get this. This is how, like, they always talk about baseball players, Dusty. Baseball doesn't do a good enough job of marketing its players. You know what's going to market the hell out of Major League Baseball players? Being on the Olympic stage, and every mom and every aunt and everybody who doesn't normally watch baseball getting exposed to Bobby Witt and Gunnar Henderson and Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and all the greats in baseball. That's going to be the best marketing campaign that Major League Baseball could possibly have, is getting their athletes into the Olympic Games. And if they don't do it and they fail on that, then that's a stupid look for Major League Baseball, because you're not going to find a better marketing opportunity than having your guys in the Olympics.
I have two. Motor racing. So, like, you could do like F1 in the Olympics, or you could do like sport car racing somehow, like make a hybrid with, like, I don't know, NASCAR or something like that. And the other one that I thought was funny, because I did Google search, like, what sports could be added to the Summer Olympics, and it was pool/snooker.
Ooh.
That to me would be awesome.
Cool, like, man. Yeah. People with a dart and a beer shooting the, but they would be too serious. They'd wear that wrist guard and take it like, oh, I've been practicing and training. You're not training to play pool, man. That's a game you play at a bar when you had a couple of cocktails.
Yeah.
Is darts in the Olympics yet?
Should be.
Yeah, it should be.
England would probably be, they'd probably like reign supreme, though.
Breakdancing's in this year.
Breakdancing is in this year. Cool. I took breakdancing lessons when I was a kid. Didn't go well.
Yeah.
My brother was a really good breakdancer back in the day.
Breakdancing's in the Olympics. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I love it. Why not square dancing or line dancing?
Oh, we would, because we'd win gold.
We'd win, yeah. We'd crush that. Yeah.
Come on.
Square dancing.
You square dance?
We had to do social dance in high school.
Oh, yeah.
We had to learn how to do the waltz, square dancing, and there was one more. I think the tango.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. That's actually like, when are we going to use it? You know, as kids say, that's actually a good class
that's
to take.
That's a great class.
Yeah. You got to learn how to dance.
I've used dancing more than I've used algebra. Got to learn your math. Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. It is the opening ceremony tonight. We all get to wrap ourselves in the flag of the red, white, and blue. But when we come back, there's also a ceremony we have today at training camp. Something gets added that we've all been waiting for. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio, and this is Fesco in the Morning.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.